Welcome to Colorectal Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Tyrosine kinase inhibitors are being utilized and tested in many areas of oncology, with notable successes in CML, breast, renal, and lung cancer. But as pointed out by our first speaker, Dr. Paulo Huff, these agents have not yet been incorporated into the treatment algorithm for colorectal cancer, but a number of agents are being tested in clinical trials.
The TKIs actually have been a great promise for colorectal cancer, but if we look at all the validated targets for the treatment of colorectal cancer, so far the TKIs have not been as successful as we had hoped. I mean, we have panitumumab, cetuximab, bevacizumab, they're all monoclonal antibodies, and we have no approved TKI for the treatment of colorectal cancer. But one would have to think that the problem is that we have not found the right TKI or have not found the right way of using the TKIs that we have, and not that there is an inherent resistance to TKI in colorectal cancer.
So where are we today with the new TKIs?
At this point, we have a large number of TKIs that are being investigated. I would point out that we have two that are currently in phase 3 trial stage for colorectal cancer. We have sunitinib, which is obviously available for other diseases, and currently there is a large phase 3 trial ongoing around the world, which is comparing FOLFIRI versus FOLFIRI plus sunitinib in first-line treatment of colorectal cancer. Because of this particularity of one of the arms not having any biological agent, I don't think it's any surprise that this trial is being conducted mostly outside of the United States, where a no molecular target agent arm is more accepted. And there is a second drug that's very promising and was actually the main focus of my talk at the Chemotherapy Foundation, which is cediranib. Cediranib, or as it was known before, ZD2171, it's an oral TKI that blocks VEGFR1, 2, and 3, and blocks c-KIT as well, but very powerful blocker for the TKI in all three VEGF receptors. Cediranib has a half-life of 22 hours, so it's a very good drug to be given once a day. And there is a whole program called the Horizon program that's being developed to see if this drug will have a role in the treatment of colorectal cancer. There was one randomized phase 2 trial that was conducted in second-line treatment of colon cancer, which compared FOLFOX with bevacizumab versus FOLFOX plus 20 milligrams a day of cediranib or FOLFOX plus 30 milligrams a day of cediranib. The result can be seen as a glass half empty or half full. If we look at the progression-free survival, there was no statistical difference between the three arms, but that's not necessarily bad. It shows that the drug probably has clinical activity because it was in the same ballpark range that you achieve with FOLFOX plus bevacizumab. In addition, the response rates for all the three arms were around 20%, numerically better for FOLFOX plus bevacizumab, but again, not statistically different. And this, I think, justified moving the drug forward. And in fact, there are two large phase 3 trials that are investigating the use of cediranib in first line. One trial was conducted outside of the United States. It was FOLFOX plus cediranib. There were two dosings of cediranib in this trial, and after the Horizon 1 data became available, the trial was modified to be FOLFOX versus FOLFOX plus 20 milligrams a day of cediranib. This trial has included 1,050 patients. We have completed accrual just recently, and we're very hopeful that the drug will confirm its activity in first-line treatment of colorectal cancer, especially in this trial where it's being compared against placebo, both arms receiving FOLFOX. The second trial is being conducted in the United States. It's known as the Horizon 3 trial. In the Horizon 3, all the patients receive FOLFOX, and half of the patients receive bevacizumab, and half of the patients receive 20 milligrams a day of cediranib. So it's a cediranib versus bevacizumab trial. This trial has a target of 1,400 patients. It has not completed accrual, but accrual is ongoing, and it should be finished within the next few months. With the time that we expect of progression-free survival, I would say that probably by the end of 2009 or early 2010, we'll have some early efficacy results for both trials, and let's hope that we'll be the first TKI to show real activity against colorectal cancer.
What about cediranib as a single agent?
Sudurinib is a single agent. It can be used at a much higher dose. You can achieve a dose of 45 milligrams a day of sudurinib. Toxicity is acceptable. For colorectal cancer, as a single agent, it's not very active, but it has shown anti-tumor activity against other tumor types, such as prostate cancer and glioblastomas, etc. So it's being investigated as a single agent, but not in colorectal cancer.